St. Mary's wins it over River Valley 48-41. And hopefully Coach Nick Landgraf has enough left in that voice to give us some commentary. And, well, the pattern continues, Nick, as he scored 16 points in that first quarter. It was kind of a struggle from there for the next two quarters plus, but he made enough plays down the stretch to get it done tonight.
You're exactly right, Ryan. It's a little bit puzzling to see us play so good every darn game in the first quarter, and then we just go back to old habits, unfortunately. And, you know, we talked about it at halftime, and again at the end of the third quarter, we went 4.5 minutes without scoring second quarter and third quarter, and the first points came at the free throw line. Mm-hmm. You know, they hit a couple of shots, made a little bit of a run, and then we started playing a little bit faster and just didn't keep our composure, and then that's when the turnovers kicked in again. And we've got to do a better job keeping our composure. And you know, they've got the experience. We just need to take a deep breath and allow the offense a chance to develop.
But you know what? Your 2-1-2 pressure caused some trouble for them as well.
Yes, it did. And wanted to work on that tonight. Just kind of prepping for our Southeast Valley contest tomorrow. Alex does a really good job inside there anticipating. Used Kale. He hasn't worked a whole lot in that position in practice yet, and he did a really good job running that as well. Guards did a great job getting some pressure on them, trying to get them to play a little bit faster and cause some turnovers because of that too.
Well, my players of the game, I'm going to go with Tanner Snyder, who gave you a lift early. He had 7 of his 11 points in the first quarter. And also, Jake Heitman had 7 in the fourth quarter, part of his 11-point effort. And River Valley got it within 2 at one point, but Jake hit a big 3 and then hit another 3 with under 3 minutes to go to put you up 11.
Yeah, Jake's corner 3, that was a big momentum shifter. You know, they made that run at us after we had a few turnovers against that half-court pressure they threw at us. And then Tanner did a really good job of just controlling the tempo and the pace and slowing things down a bit and taking care of the basketball the last 3.5 minutes of the game. And we really need – that's what I've been challenging them. I need someone to step up and take control of a game and take control of the offense. He did a great job of that down the stretch.
Anything else you want to comment on from tonight's win?
Will's doing a great job. You know, second straight game where he's been very active defensively. I don't know how many blocks he ended up with tonight, but
he had a few early on.
And you know, it's difficult for a team. You start to get a little hesitant even going in when you got someone like that is always there contesting, and then they start settling for, you know, some longer twos and some threes. They got a few good 3-point shooters, and that helped them get back in the game as well. But his what he's doing defensively has really helped us a ton. Offensively, I just like to get a couple of consecutive quarters put together, just mm-hmm. start there anyways and start to build on it. And you know, I said we're 2 weeks into the season really, because we didn't have a game there till the very end of that first week, so we haven't had a whole lot of chance to develop a few things. And you know, after this week we'll be at full roster again and being able to have another ball handler and decision maker in the mix, and that'll be someone Chakshu is going to help tremendously in that 2-3 right. zone with his length and that 2-1-2 three-quarter court as well. He's asset in the middle of that.
Tomorrow at Southeast Valley, they're off to kind of a slow start, but looking at their stats, I think they're a little bit better than their record shows.
Yeah, they are. They lost a lot from last year. I think they graduated 7 seniors. A lot of size went with them, too, but they've got some strong guard play, a couple of good 3-point shooters, so again, we want to identify where they're at and just try and force them to settle for some longer twos by running them off the line and again, just build offensively on making better decisions with the basketball.
Good luck tomorrow, Nick. Thanks a lot. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome. St. Mary's boys win it 48-41 over River Valley.